take two. Okay.
Hello, it's good to talk to you. I hope you enjoyed the introductory overture by the greatest revolutionary of the 20th century, Lenin. I mean John, not Vladimir Ilyich, whose effort as an artist it always was to break the shell in his own write and draw, not to mention in his music, the title of one of his books. John Lennon lived a life that brought him the opportunity to do what Ezra Pound in the ABC of reading said the poet must always do, and the reader also. Make it new every day. Make it new. I grew up on John Lennon's revolution in a sense. As a fourth grader, I was leaving school one afternoon in the spring when he and Yoko Ono put up over Central Park. As my brothers and I were walking home from school, "War is over if you want it." And indeed, I think both as to war and as to peace, its overness in the imagination was the great subject of John Lennon's revolution. And now, here we are in law school, wherever that may be, wherever you are in this condition of the epidemic law school. And the question is, if you want to change the Constitution, hadn't you better begin by freeing your mind instead? You will not have found so far in the course of being in law school, I regret to say, much basis for the freeing of your mind. But with any luck, if you want to hang around, maybe we can make it happen together. This course has two fundamental purposes, two basic questions. One is, what does creativity mean in law school? How is one creative in law school? And what does creativity mean in the making of a lawyer's career? How do we create the work that produces justice and gives our lives meaning? In order to understand how to approach those two questions, I have some roots of thinking to offer and some literature to read. By literature, I mean words about how to do lawyering, which is defined around here as making things happen in society using words. So we read words about how to make things happen in society using words. There will be, therefore, no cases, no law review articles that don't involve the question how to be creative in the law, no regulations, no legislative history, no statutes, but some writing about lawyers, by lawyers, for lawyers, to help us understand both what it is to be creative in learning to be a lawyer and what it means to create what being a lawyer means for each of us in life. About these questions and about what we read, I have opinions. I freely advise you that I have already pled guilty to knowing what I want here. I started this course in the last moments of the 1980s, and I've taught one version or another of it to students in the second term of law school since 1991. First as a required course called Perspectives in Modern Legal Thought, and later as this, the Law in Contemporary Society 1L elective. But its purpose is the same, to begin a process in the second term of law school in which, now that the basic language learning boot camp that is the first semester of law school is over and you have mastered conversational law talk, And are really now, in the second semester of law school, in the process of acculturation as a lawyer. The purpose of this course at this moment in the life of these people you might be, who want to be lawyering soon, is to ask how, in being acculturated to the law, you cannot just accept some culture that was made for you by people who came before, but also make some culture through the creation of what it is that being a lawyer in your world, in your time, with your intentions, means. Being a law student is not necessarily an unhappy experience, but it is too often, and in my view, because law school is too much about not creating. Being a lawyer is sometimes an unhappy process, too. In all these more than a third of a century that I have been teaching people in the second semester of law school and beyond, I have taught more than 6,200 people who became lawyers. And over the years, I came to bear more and more the weight on my shoulders of their unhappiness, their dissatisfaction, their unrewardedness in their work, and their tendency to give up the law and to go do something else, all of which I very much regret. The people that I taught, like the people you are who might be coming towards me now, were wonderfully powerful, thoughtful, funny, capable makers of language. That's how you get here, after all. But too often they were ground down by a form of law school which expected them to create nothing but to approach the model answer on the exam. That's what we don't do. There are no exams here. The work upon which you are primarily graded, since that's a thing I have to talk about this moment, or at least if I don't, I'll have to waste time at our first real class together talking about it. The work you're graded on primarily is two essays, not longer than 1,000 words, put in the wiki where we do all our work together. The other work that you're secondarily graded on is the work you do in making one another's writing better and discussing in that wiki, in writing, all the things we read and want to understand the meanings of together. This course was primarily built around conversation, that is, voices echoing in a room. But where we live now, voices echoing in a room are dangerous, and we don't use them. And so here our words are put together in different ways, mostly by writing them, and sometimes by speaking them on that ancient Stone Age instrument called the telephone. As you have seen, if you have read the other material I put forth on the banquet table for prospective involvement, there's no Zoom here. There's no video conferencing here. We shall study many little things together in order to try to figure out how to be creative in law school, and we shall bump up, among other disciplines, into the rules of social psychology for lawyers, of which the second rule is that hominid primates believe what they see, and they imagine what they hear. And because our purpose is imagining together, when we don't read things, we will hear them. Those two essays of 1,000 words, never more, as little less as you want, but basically 1,000 words, those two essays of not more than 1,000 words will be about topics that you have chosen. The most important part of being creative in law school or in any school or in any learning activity anywhere at any time, the most important pulse of creativity comes in the use of the question mark. What matters more than answers is questions, The gravest difficulty in law school as we experience it is that even now, by this time, half term in, you are already being conditioned to believe that the most important thing about an idea is whether it is right or wrong. But that is never the most important thing about an idea. The most important thing about any idea at any time when you are learning is what that idea leads you to, where it goes for you. Not whether in the snapshot taken where it stopped, it was in condition right or condition wrong. One of the great matters of judgment brooding over this course will be one delivered by the Duke of his form of justice, our comrade in America, Edward Kennedy Ellington, known to the universe as Duke, our neighbor in 106th Street stretch from the river to the park. Duke Ellington said, there's only two kinds of music, good music and bad music, which, in the judgment of ideas, is a far better approach than knowing whether they are right or wrong. Good music takes you someplace. Bad music isn't even a place, let alone a journey to it. What we are doing here, and what I am doing, if it comes to be that you are doing it too, then we are doing it together. What we are doing here is trying to understand how to lead ourselves and others to more interesting and complicated and valuable ideas about the law and lawyering, more importantly. We're trying to understand what it means to be doing lawyering at different places and times for different sorts of people in order to understand what kind of lawyering might be best for ourselves. A question it is good to start answering at the beginning of law school rather than in the job interviews of the early or middle or late interview season. Certainly not by flinging a stone in one direction or another and becoming either public interest or private law. We're trying to understand what kind of life it is that you best, most creatively, and most happily could lead in making things happen in society using words. Or whether, as it turns out, making things happen in society using words is not your trade. And you would be better off soon doing something else. All of these are the questions we can pursue by reading and writing together. And if, because the epidemic is, we can't sit in the same room a couple of times a week and look in one another's eyes and talk about it, well, that is a loss. But not a loss we can't make up. The full description of what this is we do, some proposals about what reading might be, because I choose reading on the fly as we go, based on what it is I think our evolving conversation or our wiki life demands. How this is taught, how it is not taught, why it is not taught the way it's not taught, and maybe even why it's taught the way it is, I have tried to put before you in the wiki. Now, in articles just written for you by me to discuss what this course in the epidemic is. But you can also find in the archived material 12 years of student writing, my comments on student writing, students' comments on my comments on student writing, and all the rest. You can see what culture this conversation is supposed to be, and also what in practical life it really has been, And that should give you a place from which to decide whether this is the sort of thing you want to do. Talk to you soon.